This is Men's Golf episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Thank you for joining in with me. This has been a busy, productive Tuesday morning here on the podcast here, folks. This is going to come out right away. Men's golf have been in action the last couple of days here in West Point, Mississippi, for the Old Waverly Collegiate Championship there. And right now, heading into the final round, it looks like K-State sitting outside the top 10 in 11th right now after two rounds. K-State, they started out hot. The men's golf team was in the top 5 after the first round, but lost 6 spots yesterday. And they look to get it back, or they look to try to finish in the top 10 here later on this morning here out there in Westport, Mississippi there as well. But, yeah, so -6. That's probably the biggest drop of any team so far through two rounds there as well. And shouldn't be laughing, but that's a huge disappointment there. But somebody that continues to continue to trend here as we could close in on the end of the spring semester is Alex Lindstrom, who's a junior at K-State. He led the team in the last tournament at the Tiger Invitational, and now he's leading the team yet again. Right now, he is tied for 27th place. Yes, I know it's only 27th. One over, par 145. He is originally from Halmstad, Sweden. Again, everybody came out hot in the first round, right? Including Lindstrom, which he scored, looks like he said, hit 3 under, par 69 there. And yeah, so there's that. Let me see here. Next in line here. Sorry, look at this scrolling down here. Nicholas Mason there. He was 3 over in the first round there. Nicholas Mason, probably the biggest positive out of the second round, +8 in the leaderboard there. Even par 72 there. Again, Mason, he is close. He is in the KC metro area, though. On the other side of the border, Shawnee, Kansas. I said that Shawnee Mission too much here in the last several months leading up to the Garmin Olympic Marathon for EG3 next weekend. Cooper Schultz is next, followed by Eric Stellestrom, Holmberg, 52nd place. Cooper Schultz has not had a good spring season. Not lately, anyways. This is Cooper Schultz-like, being way back there in 52nd place there. So there's that as well. And how about this? The return of Cody Volacek. He at one point was leading K-State in one of these invitationals there. This is the first time I've even seen this report, coming off of an injury there and back in the lineup, but he was 4 over yesterday and going into the final round, 8 over par 152. He is now tied for 60th place there right now, heading into the final round of the Old Waverly Collegiate Championship. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State men's golf started out hot in the top 5 after round 1, and then struggled yesterday. And now they look to pick up the pieces here and try to finish out this thing strong and at least try to get themselves back in the top 10. They're only one spot out of that. Ian McQuarrie, 2 under yesterday, which marked the 6th under par round of the season now. But actually, check that. McQuarrie said Trump, the Nicholas Mason card, he was the biggest mover of the day yesterday. 21. And now tied for 31st place there as well. And right now, Ole Miss, of course, hometown team is leading. Ole Miss is leading the team title right now. As well, and it looks like right now, Tom Fisher leads by a big 12 under par 132 there. And everything's going to start here pretty soon, actually, here for the final round of the Old Waverly Collegiate Championship. 8:20 now, Mississippi. How can I categorize Mississippi? Right? Is it Central Time or Eastern Time? I don't know. But anyways, here, as I'm about to get rolling on this Tuesday here, we're going to put this up here right away. So either way, y'all be ready to rock and roll here, because it's going to be a big day for this podcast. We're going to have a lot come out between now. Well, there's always a lot going on for this podcast. We're your K-State Wildcats every day. We got something going on every day, but this might be your usual four-day episode here today with what's going on with baseball, what happened last night with Serena Sundell. Huge with Serena. Women's golf about to begin their Big 12 championship tournament themselves, led by, of course, the Augusta champ, Carla Bernat, on that side of the front. So you have that going on. Baseball going on. We'll have a postcast, by the way, of these two games. Well, it's not a doubleheader because it's game one tonight, game two tomorrow. A rare series in the middle of the week. How about that? Ahead of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown against Kansas for K-State Baseball. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. And if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what you doing? Make sure you go ahead right now, tap in, hit the subscribe button, like, alarm, hit the alarm bell. Every time I post content daily, you'll be first to be notified about it as well. Glad I got that in out of the way. So right now, K-State men's golf, led by head coach Grant Robbins, one spot outside the top 10 heading into today's final round out in West Point, Mississippi there. The old Waverly Collegiate Championship, the final day of that. Can K-State bounce back for what was a bad day at the office yesterday for K-State men's golf? Pro Project Podcast, once again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Let's get at this Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S Podcast for more on that. And of course, tell, spread or keep on spreading the word. One Kansas State fan about the Pro Project Podcast, whether that's here in Kansas City, Missouri, out there in San Diego, California, or in West Point, Mississippi, or in Waumegal, Kansas. Make sure you get the word out, because we are coming hot. And of course, I have not said one thing, for exception of recording it, of last week's podcast. Spring football is going on. Practice is going on right now at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Avery Johnson and company, as K-State continues to get ready for that overseas 2025 opener against Iowa State in Ireland, coming up later this fall. So you got that going on as well. And there's going to be plenty of football talk as well. But we got so much going on right now with other sports. That's why K-State, all things K-State sports. That's going to wrap things up on this Mets golf edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the week, obviously. And stay tuned. We got a lot of coverage coming out here, particularly today. This is going to be a big day for the podcast. But for right now, that's it. EG3, we out. And again, baseball tonight in Manhattan, Kansas. Northeastern comes to Toyton Family Stadium to take on Pete Hughes's K-State baseball team. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.